morning. All this week we're celebrating Easter, the resurrection of Jesus. We've rejoiced in the fact that Jesus is alive and not dead. He's with us and for us too. He comes to us in our griefs like he came to Mary. He comes to us in our doubts like he came to Thomas. Today the good news is that he also comes to us in our guilt, just as he came to Peter with his guilt. Psychologists tell us that we spend all our lives going around lugging metaphorical suitcases of unnecessary baggage, and the biggest, heaviest load that we carry is guilt. Look at what happened to Peter. Peter was closer to Jesus than any other disciple, closer to Jesus than any other human being ever. He was with Jesus throughout his earthly ministry. Peter was the leader of the bunch, the life and soul of the party. Peter was one of Jesus' inner core of three friends, Peter, James, and John. Andrew the disciple was eclipsed by his brother Peter. He was just Simon Peter's brother. Peter had seen Jesus heal the sick, calm the storms, cast out demons, feed multitudes with a boy's picnic lunch, and raise the dead. Peter had experienced the thrill of walking on water, literally, with Jesus. Ordinary Pete from down the street. This Peter failed his master, his friend, his God, his Jesus, just when he needed him. Peter, called the rock by Jesus, had melted like an ice cube when the heat was on. Peter denied knowing Jesus on three occasions in quick succession. He'd not stood up and been counted. He'd not even bitten his lip and sung dumb. He had stood up and pronounced, sworn even, that he'd never ever set eyes on Jesus. And then, when Jesus caught his eye, he was absolutely overcome with guilt and self-loathing. He just ran out and wept bitterly as a cock crowed in the background. Jesus, now risen from the dead, appeared to his disciples again on the shore of the Sea of Galilee. He drew Peter aside and he asked him, "Do you love me?" Peter said, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." "Take care of my lambs," said Jesus. Three times Jesus asked this, and Peter got the point. It was exorcising the ghost of the three denials. Three times Peter got to affirm his love for Jesus. Jesus always gives us second chances, third and fourth and umpteen chances. Peter denied Jesus. Judas Iscariot betrayed Jesus. Both sinned, both had guilt complexes. But Judas just went out and hung himself, cutting off any chance of a second chance. Whereas Peter went back to the disciple band, to the church. So he was there to be forgiven and to be called when Jesus came.